Episode 1752, What Stands in the Way Becomes the Way.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Happy, happy day. It is a brand new week. Can you believe it? It's already Monday. And guess what? Next Monday is already November. Oh my goodness. Actually, it's this Friday that turns November 1st. So take a deep breath. It's Mindset Monday. What stands in the way becomes the way. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, I hope you have had a pleasurable weekend. I have been traveling, but you know what? Today I am on my way home. I cannot wait to hug my little babies. But you know, it got me thinking. Perspective is a game changer in your mindset. What stands in the way becomes the way. Obstacles can be a way of life. However, perspective can change the direction you're headed. Where are you headed today? What's driving your heart? Where are you going? When you consider what stands in your way, do you see it as an obstacle or an opportunity? Well, this weekend, while I was at a conference, someone quoted Marcus Aurelius, and he said, what stands in the way becomes the way. However, in reading the sentence prior to that quote, you would know it referred to the negative, an obstacle. The impediment to an action advances action. What stands in the way becomes the way. Impediment, right? It's an obstacle. But wait just a moment. If we take a second and look at it, anything can be something that stands in the way. It can be positive, and that means we have to take action on it, whether we say no, whether we say yes, whether we don't do anything about it, and it keeps us stuck. An obstacle can be the same way. It can misdirect us, misguide us, or it can push us over the edge. When you think about what the quote says, what stands in the way becomes the way. What does it mean to you? Do you see it as an obstacle or do you see it as opportunity? Maybe you've had time where someone requested your expertise. You immediately responded with a confident yes to grab hold of that opportunity, which was very positive. So that yes was confident. What stands in the way becomes the way. What you have right in front of you, standing in your way, obstacle or opportunity, becomes the way. So today, are you looking at a brick wall? Are you looking at a hurdle that's only 3 feet tall? Life has many seasons, some good, some bad. Understand your perspective. Stand on I am. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Stand on I am. Only you control your mind. You've got to be intentional about how you filter what you see, what you hear, what you taste, what you touch, and what you feel. Stand on I am. So let's break it down. We got to talk about the I first. Identify. Identify what it is that you want to change. What is standing right before you? Are you wanting to write a book? Are you going back to school? Are you in the middle of a semester project with your child and you're trying just to teach them disciplinary actions as to follow through so they don't continue procrastination? Maybe you're working with your husband and you're trying to figure out your marriage. And for some reason, you guys just don't get on the same page every single night. There's an argument. What is standing right before you? Identify it. Do you want to change it? Number two, the A, acknowledge. Acknowledge if the effects are positive or are they negative? Because you see, if it's an obstacle, you may need to make some specific tweaks. Now, yes, something like an obstacle may force you to go over, to go under, or go around. But that means what? You're changing your direction. Now, if it's an opportunity, you need to be willing to jump and take a chance on the opportunity. Seize it. Seize the day. Seize the moment. Identify. Acknowledge. And finally, number three, the M, make a way. Take aim. Action ignites motivation. You can sit here and say, yeah, I got a great opportunity in front of me. I was offered this incredible job, and it's going to help propel my career. But I'm just not sure if I should take it. I'm just going to sit on it for a week. 3 days later, I'm going to sit on it for actually another week. Now you're up to 2 weeks, and you're still sitting on it. You're not willing to take a chance on the opportunity that stands in front of you. Yet it's what? It's not helping you in any way because you have allowed yourself to get stuck. So you got to make a way. Take aim. Either you're going to grab that opportunity or you're going to say no to it and go on to the next. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. Stand on I am. You are strong in both obstacles and opportunities. Those brick walls, those hurdles that you see before you, they don't have to be an obstacle and they don't even have to be an opportunity. They're a moment in life and you get to decide what you are going to do with it. What stands in the way becomes the way. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious week. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.